a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 7:30, and our top story this half hour.
Utah's Water Watch, special coverage on KSL News Radio.
Over 700 inches. That's the amount of snow recorded this season at a Utah resort, and we aren't done yet. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage of Utah's Water Watch. Adam.
Tim, Brighton has officially passed 700 inches of snow. That's the equivalent of stacking 10 cars on top of each other. According to Ski Utah, Brighton is the earliest a resort has ever eclipsed the 700 plateau since they began recording totals back in 1943. As part of the celebration later this week, you can actually see a 700-inch banner on the Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Salt Lake City. And, of course, we're not done yet.
The precipitation is going to be widespread over southern Utah during the morning, and then it will spread into northern Utah into the afternoon.
National Weather Service senior meteorologist Monica Trapagan told me this morning Utah's snow water equivalent now sits at 24.4 inches. That's just under 2 inches from the all-time record set back in 1983. Reporting live in Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
All the water, of course, is great to help reduce the drought, but for many, they'd like to see some sunshine. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz continues our team coverage, Utah's Water Watch.
Some are grateful for these storms.
I love it. Any water we can get.
Others are annoyed. The calendar says spring, but the weather certainly doesn't.
Want to plant our garden? Want to
ride bikes outside more?
Walk.
Hike without mud and ice more?
And all this clothes?
Some people are feeling both.
We really do need the snow.
We do.
And the water.
Yeah.
We need it, but I'm tired of it.
We're in for more wet storms starting up again today, something this man says we should remember come August.
Remember when it was August and we had consecutive days of 100-plus degree temperature? Does that say it?
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Flooding remains a major concern with all this snow. KSL TV's Andrew Adams has more now from Cottonwood Heights.
Little Cottonwood Creek is usually calm.
Everything's wonderful about it except when it floods.
David Lehman only wished he felt calm lately, trudging along these banks.
This is getting plugged up.
Debris has snarled up the creek in multiple places, leaving him anxious about what will happen when the spring runoff starts.
Andrew reached out to Salt Lake County Emergency Management Team, which says they're hoping people will report potential problems so they can get crews out there to take care of them. We're also following a developing story this hour. A bicycle rider is dead after a run-in with a front-runner train just south of the Central Station in Salt Lake City. Investigators on the scene right now trying to figure out exactly what happened. It's causing delays in the front-runner system, and people using the Central and Murray stations are being advised to use tracks instead of front-runner. Now our top national stories this hour. The Federal Reserve is set to begin its two-day meeting today with a new potential crisis on its hands.
It's been laser-focused on inflation, raising interest rates in order to rein in spending and cool off an overheated economy, and it's been trying to do that without spiraling the country into a recession. Now, though, the FOMC is dealing with fears of a banking crisis following the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. The higher interest rates resulted in the bank taking losses on some of its investments. That has analysts, including Goldman Sachs, saying that worries about the health of the banking system will result in the Fed pausing interest rate hikes following this month's meeting. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Chinese President Xi Jinping is holding a second day of talks today with Vladimir Putin. Speaking through a translator, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson told reporters the two leaders discussed Ukraine.
President Xi stressed that voices for peace and rationality are building.
The two countries are presenting a united front just days after the International Criminal Court issued war crimes arrest warrant for Putin. First look traffic, we go to Andy Farnsworth.
Tim, several issues. First of all, they're cleaning up the remnants of the crash on northbound 15 in Layton at Hillfield Road. However, traffic is still bumper to bumper back for several miles into Kaysville. There's also southbound delays going from Layton to Kaysville, so you might be able to see the backups just sitting there on both sides of the freeway. Still have the crash on the ramp from Redwood to 215, and it looks like we have one on the southbound ramp from 2100 North Lehigh to I-15. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The political world is focused on Manhattan today and the investigation into former President Trump.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is considering whether to charge Trump with falsifying documents in connection with the hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. Attorney and Trump ally Robert Costello appeared before the grand jury yesterday at the request of Trump's lawyers, hoping to offer evidence that contradicts testimony from Michael Cohen. Cohen spent more than a year in prison after pleading guilty to campaign finance violations, admitting he helped arrange the payment to Stormy Daniels at Trump's direction.
ABC's Justin Finch reporting. The nation's second largest school district is closed today because workers are out on strike.
Los Angeles Unified, LAUSD, has over 1,000 schools here and over 600,000 students. A union representing workers like custodians, bus drivers, and cooks is now officially on strike, and teachers are joining them in solidarity. The union wanting members to get a 30% pay raise. LAUSD Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says a district has given, but the union won't budge.
This strike could have been avoided. But it cannot be avoided without parties at the table.
And so today, parents here are scrambling for child care. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.